With Secret Outlast, you can go for a jog and smell like you didn't. With Secret Outlast, you can go for a jog in the middle of August and smell like you didn't. With Secret Outlast, you can go for a jog in the middle of August and accidentally finish first in a fun run.
We have a new winner.
And smell like you didn't. With Secret Outlast, you can do anything life throws your way and smell like you didn't. Secret provides 72-hour odor protection. Available in sticks or sprays. Secret works.
Much cooler air moving in today as our temperature yesterday hit 85. It was not only a record for the date, breaking the old record of 82 set in 1961, but it tied the all-time December warmest day on record in Jacksonville, tied with December 5th in 2016 and the 28th of the month in 2015. That was, by the way, a very warm week, Christmas week, back about 4 years ago. So very warm day yesterday. Big changes today. We've been giving you the first alert on this as the cold front's moving through. There's a little bit of light rain and drizzle in spots. It's not a lot of rain. The temperatures are really the story, and while it's not all that bad as you head out the door early this morning, with temperatures still in the 60s and even some low 70s over southern parts of the listening area, that's as warm as we get today. Temperatures will hold steady, and then this afternoon and evening as we get a surge of northeast winds off the Atlantic will even drop a little bit, and many spots will be in the mid to upper 50s by about 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon, and that's a full 25 to 30 degrees cooler than 24 hours previously, so it's a pretty big change overall. Overall, again, the rainfall doesn't look to be all that significant. We did even have a little band of showers develop at the West Coast sea breeze late yesterday afternoon and early last evening that moved across the area. Very unusual for this time of year. They briefly were heavy, but they didn't last very long in any one spot. About a tenth of an inch fell here at News 104.5 WOKV and Action News Jax. And then we're looking at another day of pretty cool temperatures tomorrow. The clouds hang tough, winds off of the Atlantic, so we'll have cooler temperatures throughout the day, and even a few showers starting to develop as our next storm system approaches from the west. That'll bring our cold front back to the north as a warm front on Friday, so that helps to trigger the showers tomorrow. More showers Friday, into especially later in the afternoon into the Friday night. A few showers with a warm front early in the day, and then a break, and then again late afternoon and evening as the cold front moves from west to east. It's possible we'll hear a rumble of thunder. Temperatures warm up again on Friday back into the low to mid 70s, only to cool off for the start of the weekend on the backside of that front. Still looks like we get a few lingering showers in some spots Saturday morning, but then a brightening of skies in the afternoon, and not a bad weekend overall, with Sunday looking to be the pick day of the weekend right now. We'll break out into a good deal of sun by Sunday, and mild temperatures again going back above average into the low to mid 70s as our seesaw pattern of temperatures continues, and that will include the next storm system too, who looks like to be moving into the area by about Tuesday with some more rain and perhaps a thunderstorm, and again a pretty big temperature swing from a warm start to the work week next week to some chilly air in the middle of the week. We'll continue to hone in on the passage and movement and development of these weather systems and the temperature changes as we go through the next several days, but pretty active pattern overall. Meanwhile, Action News Jax, happy and proud to have our toy drive yesterday at St. John's Town Center at the Maggiano's Roundabout. About 1,000 pounds of toys were donated and will be distributed to Wolfson Children's Hospital on Wednesday. So really awesome, and we're looking forward to that day, getting a chance to talk to some of those kids and their caretakers and parents. And then the Red Kettle, we rang the Red Kettle for the Salvation Army on Saturday and raised, we just found out, about $735. So a good day's work, all that money staying right here at home with our Salvation Army. There's more in my Twitter account at Mike First Alert, Instagram, and my Facebook fan page with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.